This is Sounds Like Adventure, an actual play podcast all about fun roleplay, short runtimes, and great sound design. I'm your host and DM, Jack Trainer, and I'm joined by my co-hosts and players, Jacob Sirachi and China Venzel. Hey there, it's another episode of Sounds Like Adventure. Hey, it's me, Jack. How you going? Thanks for joining us again for part three of this four-part bonus episode series where we introduce you to your new cast members of the show. Over the last 2 weeks, you met some folks who you've heard a little bit from before. We met Jazzy on the first episode and Derek joined us on the last episode. They're both prize winners before. But for the next two people, they're brand new. They're babies. They've never been on Sounds Like Adventure before. And I'm so excited to introduce you to the first one of them today. So let's waste no time because this first person is multi-skilled, incredibly talented, and super impressive. Let's run it down. She's an animator. She's a visual artist. She's a voice actor. And she, like me, has been cursed with that saddle that is the forever DM burden. Her name's Kes, and let's get into the chat with her right now. Kes, welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you going?
Great. So congratulations. You've made it. You've made the cut. You're one of our new cast members for Sounds Like Adventure.
Woohoo. I'm so happy to be here. I'm so excited. I'm so looking forward to it. Thank you for having me.
We're so keen. So it's the question I always like to ask. How'd you actually get into this whole world of D&D tabletop games?
Oh, well, for me, it started at uni. I went and studied an arts degree, and for just team bonding, one of my classmates decided to start a D&D group, and I was lucky enough to get in with a DM who was like really dedicated. And from that point forward, it just became like all-encompassing, I think, to a degree. I love it so much. But because I love it so much, it means I am constantly the one organizing things. I am my group's designated DM. The DM that I had at uni has moved on to greater things, but he really cemented kind of the level of DMing that I like to strive to get to.
Tell me about your first ever character.
Oh, my goodness. Her name was Allura. She was a little rat. She was a rogue, thief as well, because I didn't want to understand. I didn't want to learn how magic worked in 5e. So I just wanted to be able to hit and stab and steal, because my favorite thing to do in Skyrim was always just stealing. So I was like, okay, well, not. Why not? She started out as just kind of like a version of myself, but with like no voice in the back of my head to tell me not to do something. And that escalated and she became this entirely new thing, which I look back on her so fondly, and going to art school and doing D&D with all of these amazing artists means I have like all of these artworks and animatics and stuff that are only like imported to me and only make sense to me. But it's like I've got all this little like fan art and stuff from my beloved little Allura, who she routinely makes appearances in my own campaigns just because she's so near and dear to me. She taught me that D&D and tabletop games can just let you like do whatever you want. It's like a TV show that you control.
You touched on art school there. You're a pretty creative person. You do a number of different things. You're a visual artist. You're an animator. You're a voice actor as well. So let's go through things piece by piece a little bit. How'd you get into the whole visual art world?
Wow, that's a big question. That's like my whole life.
How did your life happen up until now? Let's just break that down for me.
Oh, well, it was a rainy November day. No. I started drawing when I was in like grade 5. So I would have been maybe 11. I started like really drawing. And I can specifically remember this. A friend of mine came back from Japan and she had bought me this little like diary, and it had these anime characters on it. And of course, every artist is into anime when they're a kid. That's where everyone starts. If you're a digital artist, if you're an animator, you watched anime and it was on from there. But I copied the drawings of these, they were magical girls, on this diary. And from that point forward, it just like, I started drawing more and more. I got into online spaces and I made all of these friends through art, through anime and magical girls. And then as I got older and started maturing, it was just a place where I could just kind of be. Like, I finished high school. I was like, well, this is what I'm good at. I want to keep doing this. And then I went and I studied a bachelor's degree for animation. I was really into animation. I was really into Steven Universe. So like I went from anime and I moved away from that and got really into like Disney and Western cartoons. Yeah, I studied for 3 years and then COVID happened. And then I studied for another two with a master's degree in animation as well. And that's just kind of been, yeah, my life with voice acting as well. Like my dad works in radio and I just started doing it when I was young as just a bit of side hustle, a bit of side money. And it's just ended up being a thing that I've continued to do.
So you have the classic story, like I know this story well as a person from the radio world of dad brings in the young child to voice a spot, but then you just continued from that point. Do you remember the first spot that you voiced?
Yes, I have it. Well, okay, I guess it kind of depends, but I do have, like when I was really little, there's a radio jingle where I'm like saying like, happy Christmas and a something new year. and I still have it. I remember I posted it on somewhere like, a number of years ago. My first like proper commercial thing that I remember, because me and my brother also does, like we've done ads and radio bits all our life. We were the voices of Baby Bunting when I was little, like little.
Can you still do the jingle?
I don't know why I remember it, but I do. And bye, Baby Bunting, daddy's gone a-hunting. That's all I remember.
I know that voice. Oh, my God. It just blew my mind. That's amazing.
It's been inside of me, idle, for so long, saying, let me out. No. It's ironic. I've actually never heard the jingle myself. But
really?
I vividly remember it for some reason. I mean, I've done so much just radio spots and TV spots now that it's weird that I specifically remember that.
Wow. Because, yeah, that's like from a person who's had a long radio career, I've heard those spots so many times throughout my time. Wow, mm-hmm. That's amazing. So now let's talk a little bit about the campaign. So we're still getting ready for our first session. We're still in the early days, but you have some ideas around character already. So give us a tease. What are you thinking?
Oh, my goodness. I'm so excited. Her name is Atea, and I'm not going to say a lot. She's a bit obsessive, I think that's the primary thing that is defining about her. And I'm really excited to characterize her. And I've got all these ideas. I've got playlists. I've made Pinterest boards. She's alive and well. I think, again, it'll be a sort of a similar thing to my first D&D character I ever played, where she's going to start off as kind of like, all right, this is one thing, but I already know kind of where I want her story to go. And I'm excited because I think she's going to butt heads with like everyone else, which is fun. I think like it's so much roleplay potential. I think she's not going to be likable at first. I'm really excited for Atea.
What a sell right there. Not going to be likable. Wonderful. At first, we'll say. Wonderful. Well, Cass, thank you so much for joining me today. If people want to follow along, check out some of your art, where can they check that out?
Yeah, sure thing. You can find my personal art account on Instagram at itkess, itkess, and the same on Twitter if you want, just with a little underscore at the end because someone else took the handle.
Son of a gun.
But thanks so much for having me, Jack.
No worries. Thanks for coming on the show, and we'll have more from you very soon.
Bye.